Bibles, please. And let's go over to John chapter 3. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible. Okay. John chapter 3. All right. Just a word here of increase. John chapter 3 and verse 16. I think you're familiar with this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Wow. Things happened because Satan and one-third of the angels rebelled against God in heaven, and he put them out. Amen. Sometimes, you know, when folk act up, you got to put them out. Amen. I just had to say that. I couldn't let that go by, praise God. But he put them out. They came in the earth, and of course, the enemy was behind tempting of Eve. She ate the fruit forbidden. Adam ate. Next thing you know, the whole earth fell. Everything got messed up. Because Adam was given authority over this earth, now his God's man was lost, his angels were lost, and now here's the earth. He has no access back into it because he gave it over to mankind. So after all these things were done and it looked like everything was lost, what did God do? He sowed a seed. God so loved the world that he what? He gave. Giving. One of the most powerful things, and especially when you give out of love. And he gave. And it says over in John, going over to chapter 12, please. And over in John chapter 12, and I look at verse 23, and Jesus answered them, saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth what? Much fruit. Wow. One seed. Jesus was the seed he was talking about. So that one seed came to the earth and had to die. And when you give, remember, whatever you give must die. In other words, it can't be counted still in your control. You've got to let it go. That means put it in the bucket and don't watch the bucket all the way down. Are you following what I'm saying? You got to let it go. You got to be willing to let it become useless to you. Okay. And once you do that, now God takes over. And he empowers that seed. And Galatians says, be not deceived, Galatians 6:7. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The next verse says this. It says that he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It says next, it says, be not weary in well-doing, for in what? Due season we shall reap if we faint not. I believe it's somebody's due season up in here. Amen. It's time for that harvest to come on in. Say, harvest.
Harvest.
Come to me.
Come to me.
Now.
Now.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. I think it's harvest time in this place. Praise God. Now, sowing and reaping is the law of the new economy. It's the law of the new economy. In the world system, you have buying and selling. And that's it. That's the law. That's where it operates. But once you come into the kingdom, the foundation of the operation is sowing and reaping. Oh, yeah, you do have buying and selling, but the foundation of it is sowing and reaping. And that's the story of Joseph, how he had a dream that he was going to be a ruler. But if you look at Genesis chapter 47, you'll see that he converted everybody from one system over to the other. You and I need to make sure we're switching systems, that we're no longer on the system of the economy of the world, which is drying up, but we are the system of the kingdom of God, which God himself backs that system. So you are a covenant believer. Now, three things you want to know as you participate in this new law. One is that God is your source. He is your source. You have no alternatives. He is your source. He's a jealous God, and he doesn't like somebody else having to finance his children. He wants to take care of his kids himself. I don't want any other man downtown buying my wife some clothes. I want to be the person. Come on, come on, help me now. And so forth. Doesn't she look nice? Stand up, baby. Don't say it. No, that's all right. Yeah, okay, okay, okay. Amen. Let's see, where was I? Praise the Lord. Next, you don't know how this is going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen. Go over here to Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. In Mark's chapter 4, he brings out a profound truth. It's subtle, but it's powerful. He says here in Mark chapter 4, verse 26, and he said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, the seed should spring and grow up. Come on. He knoweth not how. You don't need to know how this works. Think about it. Now, when he told the woman, give your last meal, thus saith the Lord, the barrel of your meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of all fail until the day the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Isn't that something? So he said, give your last meal and I'm going to fill them up again. I'll take care of it. Now, God told a prophet to tell the woman that. Now, she gave the last meal, and by the time she got ready for another meal, there was more food. Explain that. You can't explain it. You can't explain it. How about the time that the woman had the oil and she was in debt and about to take her kids? And next thing you know, she cried to the prophet, the man of God, and he said, all right, here's what you do. Go borrow some vessels and bring, coming back to the house, shut the door with you and your kids and start pouring that little oil that you have. And she did it, and it kept filling up vessels until she ran out of vessels. Now explain that. You can't explain it. Come on now. You can't even explain how you got here. Now that's another story. I won't go into that one. But my point to you is don't you see what this is? This is on a higher level. And what, as time goes by, you'll better understand how it can perform like that. But right now, all you have to do is do it. Say amen to that. So God's way of meeting the need of his people is through their seed. You got what I'm saying? And then the last thing, expect a miracle. Now you got to expect. You got to expect, because if you don't expect, sometimes your miracle will walk right past you. Really, you won't even see the good when it comes. Opportunity. I remember one time we were, my wife and I, and God spoke to us about, you know, somebody didn't have a car and we wanted to get a car. We wanted to sew the old car that we had and we sewed it and so forth. But then somebody called me and wanted me to preach somewhere, and I had, my schedule was full. I said, well, I don't know about that. So I ended up agreeing to come, but it really wasn't in my schedule. And I came there and I preached, and after I got done preaching, I sat down and they got up and said, hey, God is telling me and my wife to give you one of our cars. I said, man, amen. Now, I'd given a car, and I'm going up here to get a car. Now, I didn't know I was going for that, but God was taking me up there and didn't tell me what he was going to do. Because a lot of times he tells you and you blab it. And when you blab it, Satan get a hold of it and try to block the door to it. You follow what I'm saying? And I came up there and I thought maybe you might give me a little old, you know, little old votes or something. But they gave me a big Mercedes. And I'm just saying, wait a minute now. I didn't go up there for a car. I went up there obeying God. Because I heard him tell me, take the preaching engagement, go up there. So we did that. And I'm just saying, what God did for Bill Winston since he's been here, he'll do for you. And I'm not saying you need a car or whatever have you, but I am saying the principle works. He said, no man that's left house or land or brother or father, sister, but he shall receive what? 100-fold now in this time. See, a lot of people don't believe in this, but I believe in it. Because it works for me. Now, I know it worked for Abraham. I know it worked for Isaac. I know it worked for Jacob. I know it worked for the widow woman. But who did it work for that I could look to and I can say, hey, it worked for them because they're alive right now. They can tell me about it. You can look to me. Because it worked for me. And if it worked for me, God is no respecter of person and he'll work it for you. Say amen to that. So I'm just saying, what we're saying here is that the laws work that God has given you. Let's work these laws. Let's stop trying to live out of that little salary, but use that to multiply itself so that we can have abundance. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Is that all right if I tell these stories to you?
Yes.
Give yourself a hand. Prepare your tithes and offerings with you. All right. Praise God. Now, I'm going to preach something today.